Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inanunsyo ng pamahalaan na bibigyan ng certificate ang mga magpapabakuna bilang katunayan sakaling kailanganin sa pagbiyahe o pagpasok sa trabaho. Ilang linggo bago simulan ang COVID-19 vaccine rollout, pinaplansya na ng federal government ang mga paraan para matukoy ang mga tumatanggap ng bakuna. Ayon kay Government Services Minister Stuart Robert, ang magpapaturok ng vaccine ay makakakuha ng digital or paper certificate sakaling kailanganin sa kanilang trabaho at pagbiyahe.
That immunization record will form the basis of the vaccination certificate that all Australians will be able to use, including visa holders. And that certificate is available right now. People can access it from the Medicare Express Plus, from MyGov, or indeed they can call or visit Services Australia and get a paper record. And we'll continue to build out that vaccination certificate so all Australians will have a record. But importantly, we'll use the Australian Immunisation Register, a register that has been around for many, many, many years. That is robust, solid, millions of Australians have been using it and accessing it every year.
Inaprubahan na ng Therapeutic Goods Administration ang Pfizer vaccine at inaasahang maglalabas ng desisyon tungkol sa AstraZeneca vaccine ngayong buwan. 150 million doses ang kakailanganing vaccine na binili ng Australia at ayon sa pinuno ng TGA na si John Skerritt, marami pang kumpanya ang maaring maglabas ng bakuna. Ang mga hotel quarantine workers, frontline staff at border officials ang unang makakatanggap ng bakuna kasabay ng mga matatanda at mga taong madaling mahawaan ng sakit. Umaasa ang pamahalaan na mababakunahan ang lahat ng Australians sa Oktubre. Sa panayam sa Sky News, sinabi ni Mr. Skerritt na magiging transparent ang pamahalaan sa anumang issue na kaugnay ng vaccine.
We're going to be putting up every week a warts and all description of what safety events have happened, what adverse events have happened in Australia and overseas. Now, some people have said, well, that's a bit risky because people will jump on, you know, one person who may have acquired, a nervous system condition out of 20 million vaccinated in the US and jump on it. But the alternative of not being transparent, I think, is a lot worse.
Sa isa ring panayam, naunawaan umano ni Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack ang saloobin ng mga natatakot at ayaw tumanggap ng vaccines. Pero tiniyak nitong may mahusay na health experts ang Australia na sisigurong magiging ligtas ang vaccine rollout.
People are always skeptics, people are worried, people are nervous, so I understand that. But I would sooner have the jab. I would sooner take the best advice from Professor Paul Kelly, from Brendan Murphy, from the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee. I would sooner take that advice and have the jab and have the two doses of it than be lying weeks later in an ICU care unit and be worried about why I didn't, concerned about the fact that I may now not live to see the end of the year.
Samantala, wala namang naitalang bagong kaso ng COVID-19 sa New South Wales, South Australia, Queensland at Western Australia. Ipapatupad sa New South Wales ang Day 16 COVID-19 test para sa mga overseas travelers pagkatapos makompleto ang 14-day quarantine. Nananawagan naman si Dr. Christine Selvi mula sa New South Wales Health sa mga mamamayan na patuloy na magpa-test.
A high rate of testing remains one of our strongest defences against COVID-19, as it gives us the best chance of finding cases early and preventing new chains of transmission in the community.
Sa Victoria naman, inaalam pa rin kung paano nahawa ang isa na namang hotel quarantine worker sa virus. Inabisuhan na mga nagtungo sa northwest ng Melbourne na magpa-test. Nagsasagawa na ng ventilation review sa lahat ng quarantine hotels sa Victoria at mandatory na rin ang pagsusuot ng face shield sa mga empleyado. Yan ang binuong ulat ni Peggy Guacmelos na ating isinalin sa ating wika. At
nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.